The Business Couch with Dr. Yishai, episode 264. Welcome to the Business Couch with Dr. Yishai, where we talk about applying high leverage psychology in your business and life. I'm your host, Dr. Yishai Barkadari, licensed psychologist, private practice owner, speaker, executive coach, and consultant. I became a psychologist to learn how to leverage psychology and help others do the same. For over a decade, I've been tracking how psychology gets in the way of smart and results-driven people. For years, I've developed frameworks and tools to help them leverage psychology instead to launch themselves forward. It's my mission to share my hard-earned lessons with you so you can launch yourself forward too. I can't wait to talk high leverage psychology with you so you can learn to take higher leverage action today. Let's talk high leverage psychology. Last week, we talked about the costs of not having clarity and how to turn mentally draining moments into clarity that can be leveraged to make faster and better decisions, which opens up more time and energy for you to enjoy. Today, I'm talking about one strategy that will uplift everyone around you, getting them to do better. Not only that, but they'll love you for it, and they may do even more of what you want, too. Does that sound too good to be true? It's all inside of one word. Praise. Inside, you'll learn how to deploy praise strategically, powerfully, and impactfully in a way that raises everybody up. So here we go. One of my favorite things about being a couples therapist is having the last session with a couple, where they tell me they're living in the marriage of their dreams beyond what they could even imagine on their wedding day. I had one of those moments a few weeks ago with a couple I'm going to call Mark and Mary. And FYI, I never share my clients' real names because it's really important to me to protect them. When Mark and Mary came to their final marriage counseling session, I took time with them to look back so they could see their progress, so they could take in just how far they've come, so they could savor the sweet fruits of their hard work. Of course, we talk about how to keep the momentum going and reach deeper connection, more intimacy, and bigger dreams together. Because that's really what I focus on when couples come in. And there's one question I always ask in our last session, which is, what are the top three things you got out of couples therapy that had the biggest impact for you in your marriage? The most recent answer wasn't a new one, but it really got me thinking. Because both partners smiled, giggled, touched each other, and then blurted out the exact same answer at the same time. Praise. Praise is specifically defined as expressing approval or admiration for something or someone. It's very similar to acknowledgement and recognition. It also is really similar to appreciation and gratitude. I often use all four of those words to mean the same thing because they have a similar impact, psychologically speaking. And we're going to dive into that in just a little bit. But before we get to that, we need to talk about what I call the four different types of praise. Understanding each one and learning to use them tactically can revolutionize your interactions and transform your relationships. By mastering the art of these praise types, you can unlock the true potential of connections and relationships, just like Mark and Mary did. Oh, and I use them all the time in my practice, showing my clients and couples how to seamlessly add them into everyday interactions in ways that have a massive impact. And one thing I also want to add is that it's not just limited to marriage. It holds just as true for parenting, for friendships, in work, and especially in leadership. There's so many places that praise can be applied to have a huge, tremendous impact and really transform not just your experience, but the experience of everybody around you. So here are the four types of praise. Number one, appreciating effort. which is all about nurturing the seeds of growth. One of the most impactful forms of praise is acknowledging and appreciating the effort that people put into achieving a goal. When we praise effort, we highlight and instill the value of putting in the work. And that recognition can inspire resilience, perseverance, and motivation to keep putting in effort, especially when things get hard. Emphasizing the process instead of the outcome helps to cultivate a growth mindset, embracing the value of hard work and determination. The same hard work and determination that are necessary to grow, improve, and get incredible results, and also to create extraordinary lives. The second type is acknowledging growth, which is really important for fueling motivation and development. Praising growth, focusing on recognizing progress and improvement. So it's not just about the efforts that are put in, it's about those efforts yielding or leading to, even if it's incremental 1% better, a growth or improvement. Acknowledging growth really encourages people to continue pushing themselves, to set bigger goals, and to step out of their comfort zones. When we acknowledge growth, we foster a mindset that values continuous learning and personal development. Not only that, but it creates a mental and emotional link between effort and progress, leading to greater motivation and self-confidence. In other words, by praising growth, by focusing on growth, we close the gap between where we are when we started and where we can get to. It makes big goals and big dreams achievable in our minds. The third type of praise is recognizing results, which really has the outcome of helping to cultivate grit and perseverance. When individuals achieve significant milestones or accomplish a desired outcome or result, praising results, it becomes instrumental. Celebrating these achievements creates a sense of fulfillment and encourages individuals to persevere in their endeavors. Celebrating milestone wins is how our brains connect effort to growth, to results. And that's a connection that when we make it, really builds in grit. The stronger we build that connection from effort to growth to results, the more effort we're willing to put in, the more we'll focus on growth, and the more and bigger results we can achieve. In other words, when we recognize hard work and dedication that leads to improvement, and we link that growth to achievement, it instills a powerful drive to overcome future challenges. The fourth type I call praising identity. Praising identity is really about inspiring the drive, the ambition, and the consistency that is really important and necessary to live an extraordinary life, to achieve extraordinary results. Praising identity revolves around praising individuals for their unique qualities and values. As James Clear says in Atomic Habits, every action we take is a vote for who we want to be. So when we praise identity, what we're doing is we're drawing a straight line from a person's actions to their growth, worth, and value. This type of praise cultivates a deep-rooted motivation to maintain consistency in exhibiting those valued qualities, creating a strong foundation for personal and professional growth. And here's a bonus. There's actually a secret fifth kind of praise that I haven't talked about yet, but I learned about it in my child development and clinical child training. I call it observing actions, which basically is just narrating the actions that someone takes. It might seem so simple or so obvious to the point that it doesn't even need to be said, but I learned it's actually secretly one of the most basic foundational building blocks of praise, and it's incredibly meaningful as a way to recognize someone. When we call out someone's actions, especially the kinds of actions that we want them to put more effort into, to make improvements and be more consistent in, and that lead to great results, we show them that we notice what they do, that it matters, the actions that they've taken. On the inside, what their brain says is doing this matters and I get noticed for it. I get seen for it. It's even more basic than praising effort. It's so basic that a lot of the time people actually skip calling out the action, which as a result actually leads praise to be less impactful. Now, you might have noticed this, but the four types of praise and the secret fifth one that's the basic foundation, they all build on top of each other. When we skip one or more of them, it can actually have a negative effect. For example, according to Carol Dweck's research, praising someone's identity can actually lead them to feel pressure and undermine how they think about effort and growth. Instead, they can feel pressure, stress, and worry about their results and having to seem perfect instead of continually improving and doing better and better and better. And that difference can be the difference between developing a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset. Now, there's a psychological principle at play when it comes to praise, and it is incredibly powerful. Verbally expressing appreciation, acknowledgement, recognition is a very potent positive reinforcer. What that means is that praise will encourage us to keep doing what we're doing, whether that's putting in effort, focusing on growth, getting results, or staying consistent in who we are. And to get the biggest result, immediacy is the king. There's a huge difference between waiting 6 weeks to recognize someone's effort or their actions versus doing it 6 seconds after. Often, after a day or two, it has a lot less impact, even though saying something is certainly an improvement on not saying anything at all. In fact, with Mark and Mary, we started by focusing on just noticing and try to say, to use praise, to say whenever they remembered, whenever they noticed, regardless of whether it was hours, days, or weeks later. With how busy and involved their lives were, it was a small step, a little bit of effort, and an action that they could work on, regardless of what was going on in the moment. And of course, when they did, I acknowledged it as soon as they came back and told me all about what they had done and how they did it. It creates a chain, effort leading to improvement, improvement leading to bigger results, and results creating more consistency in identity and more consistency in experience for each of them and in their marriage. And it's a way of creating an extraordinary marriage. I know what you're thinking. What does each type of praise look like? So here are a bunch of examples that you can use with your spouse, your kids, your siblings, or at work with your coworkers and your team. So here are some examples of each type of praise. And I'm even going to start with the secret fifth type of praise. Observing actions can look like the following. I noticed when you did the dishes last night, even though you were tired and ready to go to bed. Or, wow, you ran out to the store and picked up milk and diapers when we told you we were running low, even though we didn't ask you to. Or, I heard you cleared your calendar to work on our project, even though you have a lot on your plate right now. Those are all just observing actions. Second kind, appreciating effort, can look like this. Wow, babe, I can't help but admire your effort that you put into our garden. You really gave it your all, and it shows. Or, hey, June, your dedication and hard work for the podcast really paid off. I am so proud of how much effort you poured into it. Here's another example. Dan, I am seriously impressed by how hard you work to have the tough conversations. Your determination to face challenges head on is inspiring. For acknowledging growth, it can sound like this. Hey, I've noticed how much you've grown in your skills and knowledge. You've really leveled up big time. Or, I'm so impressed seeing you push yourself to learn and improve. It's inspiring, seriously. Or, it can sound like, Mike, I am proud of the progress you've made. You've come a long way, and it's amazing to see. The next kind, recognizing results, could sound like this. Wow, congratulations on your amazing presentation. You killed it. All that hard work paid off big time. Or, Sam, your accomplishments speak volumes. You've crushed it, getting your new book on the New York Times bestseller list. I'm super proud of you. Or it can sound like this. Hey, high fives for booking our biggest client account. Seriously, you've shown everyone what you're made of. It's really impressive stuff. And the last kind, praising identity, might sound a little bit like this. You know what's really awesome about you? Your genuine kindness and integrity. It's just who you are and the way you show up all the time in every situation. It really makes a huge difference. Or it might sound like, hey, bestie, your unique strengths and values, they really shine through. I love how you always stay true to yourself. Or it can sound like this. If you're talking to a colleague, it might sound like, I really appreciate your compassionate nature. Your empathy and understanding are a real breath of fresh air around here. I want you to remember that these examples might be a little bit general. So if you want to kind of tailor or use them, make sure to really target them to your specific situation. It's really important to make sure that you're using details and that the details are specific to the person, because general praise really doesn't hit home in the same way that specific praise does. It's so important to keep it genuine, specific, and of course, really heartfelt. I do want to give one small disclaimer. Praise is not a fix-all, even though it was a huge part of Mark and Mary's dream marriage and getting to that place. It didn't on its own fix all of their problems. It did help them feel more encouraged, supported, and motivated, all of which made their marriage 1,000 times better and their challenges 1,000 times easier to navigate together. So take the 4, or secretly 5, kinds of praise and use them with intention. It'll only cost you about as much as a smile, and it can have a huge impact. And on that note, I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. If you learned something valuable today, take a moment to rate and review the podcast. It helps grow the show and gives more smart, high-performing, results-driven people like you the ability to learn and apply high-leverage psychology to your business and life. The Business Couch with Dr. Yishai podcast is produced by Dr. Yishai and PodTech. Music by www.purple-planet.com. Dr. Yishai is a psychologist, but not your psychologist. The conversations and content of this podcast do not contain or create any psychology practice, diagnosis, or therapist-patient relationship with the guest or listener. The information contained in this publication is for general informational purposes only and shall not be relied on or construed as coaching advice or therapy. So do your own research before using anything from this podcast. Thanks again for listening. I hope today's episode fulfilled my mission to help you leverage psychology better in your business and life.